Those of you who are wondering if we're having Passover, yes, we are. Is it going to happen? Yes, in April. And that's the date the Lord has prepared. So keep that in mind and in your prayer. But we know that the message that he wants to bring out today is verse 7. Amos 3:7. Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servant, the prophets. So I want you to look at your neighbor, say the Holy Ghost is sneaky.
The Holy Ghost is sneaky.
He's got a plan.
He's got a plan.
And he's going to reveal it.
And he's going to reveal it.
To give us a heads up.
Give us a heads up.
Because we are his servants.
Because we are his servants.
You say, well, I thought that that was for so-and-so and them and these. But I see the word of God saying it's for all. Because the desire of the Lord is that they all may prophesy. Now, does everybody who prophesies become a prophet?
No.
No. But the job is still there. And if you don't ask, what are you going to get?
Nothing.
Thank you. Let's go back to verse 1. Hear this word the Lord has spoken against you, O people of Israel, against the whole family I brought up out of Egypt. You only have I chosen of all the families of the earth. You only have I chosen of all the families of the earth. Now, I mean, that's pretty cool, isn't it? Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins. You say, well, that was the old covenant. What about me? Well, did he punish Jesus for our sin?
Yes.
Oh, you're sure?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So do you deserve to be punished for your sins?
Well,
you're kidding me.
We deserve it, but we're not.
No, we don't.
We don't deserve it anymore because of his finished work on that cross. And I was blessed about the finished work because I had to learn that. That wasn't part of my theology. Yeah, I agree that in our reasoning, we deserved it. But because of the favor and the grace of our God to lay all that on our big brother, he took it all. So you and I can walk in freedom. So, verse 3, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? Does a lion roar in the thicket when he has no prey? Does he growl in his den when he has caught nothing? Does a bird fall into a trap on the ground where no snare has been set? Does a trap spring up from the earth when there is nothing to catch? When a trumpet sounds in a city, do not the people tremble? When disaster comes to a city, has not the Lord caused it? Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. Recognizing that the city of Brussels and the churches within it definitely heard a message. Because you can't tell me that a city of that size doesn't have prophets. Or churches. Or people that love the Lord. Did you hear about it on the news? How many of you heard that the prophets were prophesying that there was some judgment coming?
Oh, no.
Oh. How come?
Probably fear.
They don't want to hear it.
They don't want to hear it. When the next level of the revelations that God has prepared for our nation, I believe that the Holy Spirit's going to prepare a mighty army, because that's what he's prepared before. And the prophets will speak up. And you know what? They may receive the same type of treatment that Jesus did. And I happened to watch on the Fox Network last night for a while, Killing Jesus, the movie. Anybody see it?
It was called Killing Jesus?
Yeah. Oh. It's actually a movie that's been made from the book he wrote about killing Jesus and killing Kennedy and killing Abe Lincoln. But the movie was quite nice because it brought out the humanity of the 12. And I thought that was pretty cool. And there was one particular scene where Mary shows up and she's in Jerusalem. And she's all excited because Passover is about to happen. And she wants to hear Jesus preach because she's not been there all around Galilee, from what I gather. And maybe she's missed some of his real revelations. And he looks at her and he says, "It's not going to happen because I'm not going to be preaching in the synagogue or in the great temple." And I saw the human aspect of that. And I watched the manipulation in Judas. And what he brings out is the human aspect of Judas. Jesus has slipped away every time. Every time he got to a place where there was problems, he disappeared in the crowd. He walked away. He walked through the crowd. But this time he gets himself caught. And all of Judas's plans flop. Do you ever notice your plans flop? Why is it that we have plans and the Holy Ghost has plans? The natural understanding goes out of the window when the Holy Ghost takes over.
Amen.
But the prophetic is developed when you get a nudge. Don't go there. It's not time. Or it could be the opposite, such as it was yesterday. Go to CVS, pick up that prescription. I didn't get no prescription. All I got was a hug that's been 2 years in the making. And I was accused of being part of a setup. Ann and I got blamed, but we know who had the press to do. It was God. Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to the prophets. Surely. Assuredly. People in Belgium had definitely been praying, just like you and I. When revelation comes that something is about to happen and we intercede, it can foil the plans of the enemy. Just like yesterday, I could have disobeyed and said, "Well, I ain't got time to go to CVS now." And why did you go to CVS? Because I didn't get the reason why you went to CBS.
God directed it.
God directed it. Cool. Why was John out of the car and you were in the car?
Lord had control.
Ah.
Oh, you were there too. Oh,
yes, and that's why we both got blamed.
Okay. I thought it was just John.
The connivers had connived something.
Well, you did a fun job.
Did you know we were going to meet? Did I know we were going to meet? No. Can the Holy Ghost keep a secret?
Very well.
Now, our job is to see what he did out of that little sneaky thing of me and John getting a hug after over 2.5 years or more. And I know that I know that I know that there was a part of John that was not happy. Because there's two parts in each of us. There's the Jacob aspect of us, which is the flesh man. And then there's the Israel of us that is part of our spirit man coming alive in Christ. And they war each other. How many of you have ever had a commission to do something and all of a sudden you've got 300 other ideas in your head?
Amen.
And you end up following what's most comfortable. Mm-hmm. Does that make you less or more of a Christian? Jacob is full of tricks, connives, and does everything he can to get a blessing. Israel knows he's been blessed, and they live in the same body. If you can check back in Genesis, you'll find that Jacob was really quite active, even in the mother's womb. Yeah. You say, wait a minute, he's been on my case all this time. Yeah. What happened when the skids got pulled out from under him? And now he's going back home and he's manipulating, trying to get his family and him to survive Esau. He fights all night. Who wins? Jacob wins or Israel wins? Yeah, he's a prince with God. There's a prince and a princess in each of us. It gets the warnings from God. And sometimes Jacob, or the natural man, or the Eve, or Adam in each of us, wins out. Does that make you and me less of a Christian? No. There is a battle going on in each and every one of us. And it was so predominant when you can see a believer that's come to the Lord, been washed in the blood, transformed by the Holy Ghost, go back and obey the sin nature. Now, that's never happened to you.
No.
Well, I'm guilty. I find Jacob is very alive, as well as Israel, and they both live in this earth suit.
Amen.
Now, close your eyes for a moment. And put your hand on your belly. One hand on your belly. Just flat. Say, inside of me.
Inside of me.
Is the man or woman of God.
Is the man or woman of God.
Fully alive in Christ.
Fully alive in Christ.
His name.
His name.
Is prince or princess of God.
Is prince or princess of God.
And it wins out when I let him.
And it wins out when I let him.
He loses the battle.
He loses the battle.
When he gets his direction from the brain.
When he gets his direction from the brain.
Instead of the Spirit.
Instead of the Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
is trying to get through to me.
He's trying to get through to me.
And to forecast the future.
And to forecast the future.
And to prophesy.
And to prophesy.
What's next?
What's next?
But my head gets in the way.
My head gets in the way.
So I'm asking you, Lord.
So I'm asking you, Lord.
For an adjustment.
For an adjustment.
To bring resurrection.
To bring resurrection.
Inside of the Holy Spirit.
Inside of the Holy Spirit.
Within me.
Within me.
To go higher and higher.
To go higher and higher.
So that I can prophesy.
So that I can prophesy.
And maybe save a city.
And maybe save a city.